It's Check on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Mostly sunny today. More humid, low to mid-90s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms developing in the lower 70s. On Saturday, hazy and humid, showers and thunderstorms, some severe, 80 to 85. Sunday, sun and clouds, less humid, mid-80s. And for July 4th, Monday, sun and some clouds, mid-80s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Some of the news stories we're following for you this morning. New York's legislature's extraordinary session kicked off at noon in Albany yesterday, with lawmakers planning to look at further legislation restricting how New Yorkers can carry or handle their firearms. They're discussing New York's response to a Supreme Court ruling that struck down a component of New York's gun law, which required a person to show proper cause for carrying a concealed handgun. The high court ruled that the requirement keeps residents from exercising their Second Amendment rights. On Wednesday, the governor gave some clues of what they want to do. Bills proposed in the session could narrow the list of acceptable places to carry a concealed gun, banning them from medical or educational buildings, zoos, public transit, or other spaces. Other proposals include stronger safe storage laws for vehicles and homes and strengthening the criteria that would disqualify someone from having a gun, including a history of dangerous behavior, according to the governor. Alarmed by accidents and near misses on Main Street crosswalks in Great Barrington over the years, town officials compromised on a plan to add flashers and refuge islands to beef up safety. What is to be the busy State Route 7. Two Main Street crosswalks will be revamped, Railroad Street and just north of Church Street at what's called Rotary Way. The select board voted unanimously to install the three beacons and a raised refuge island on Railroad Street crossing. The Rotary Way crosswalk will feature a smaller painted island and two beacons. The work schedule for the project is uncertain at this time, still requiring refinement and approvals from federal and state agencies, according to the assistant town manager and town planner. The exact cost is still unclear. Voters this month approved the work as part of a $1.9 million package of street improvements around the town. The project also calls for the crosswalks to get a coating of high visibility paint. Some things going on in our area from today through July 4th. Bring on summer art at Trinity. The Juried Art Show and Reception is today from 5 till 7. The show runs weekends July 2nd through the 17th. The reception will include the awarding of prizes and meeting of many of the winning artists. The juries were Stephanie Habush Plunkett, Deputy Director and Chief Curator of the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, and Lynn Kircher, an author and artist assistant in Sharon, Connecticut. Attendees will be voting for the People's Choice Award, and the winner of that will also be announced. The reception and show are free of charge. In Cornwall tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock, music on the green from 6 till 8 p.m., music by the Zola Boys. There'll be food trucks, games, and crafts. You're invited to have fun before the fireworks. It's their music fest. In Lime Rock, of course, the Salisbury Rotary Club fireworks at Lime Rock Park. Gates open at 6 p.m. tonight, with the show commencing at dark, usually around 9:15. This year will feature food and drink vendors from around the area, face painting, and other activities. Admission is $20 for a car, $5 for walk-ins, and $50 for buses. The Eric Sloan Museum plans to celebrate 50 years of the museum's operation on Saturday, July 2nd, with free admission, live music, and food. Historic craft demonstrations and guest speakers will be on the schedule. The event will run from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Meanwhile, you're invited to a community celebration on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hotchkiss Library to help celebrate the successful conclusion of the Capitol campaign and the beginning of construction. That's 10 Upper Main Street in Sharon. More information, Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org. Meanwhile, the Amenia Fire Department Carnival Food Night and fireworks are set for Sunday from 4 till 9 p.m. Great carnival food, steak sandwiches, sausage and pepper grinders, hamburgers, hot dogs with all the fixings, french fries, fried dough, and beverages. After the food, stay and enjoy the fireworks show, which begins at 9. For details regarding this event, contact Sean Howard at 845-418-8633. And on July 4th, Independence Day will be celebrated at the Town Grove in Lakeville. The annual festivities begin at noon with the reading of the Declaration of Independence by Herman Allen, also known as Luba Cherry. Both Herman and his famous brother Ethan Allen lived in Salisbury for a period of time. Following the reading, the Salisbury band will entertain the crowd, pack a picnic lunch, or enjoy hot dogs and soft drinks sold by members of Extra, the after-school summer daycare program in Salisbury. There is no rain date. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu. Also, you'll have specials for dinner 7 nights a week. Interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the day off today at 30,775.43. The NASDAQ at 11,028.74. And the S&P 500 at 3785.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.